Shalom Aleichem, Abiyah 5613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamah Stafav, Yevamah 6a, pagination is 11. We're going to start on the facing page, though, so we're on Hey Amid Beis 5b, pagination 10, dealing with a basic principle of Asei Dochelosa, say, will a positive command push away a prohibition in Torah law? And we have a working assumption that there is such a concept because the Gemara previously presented that in the case of a Yevama, a woman whose husband died without children, and she is related to the living brother, besides being the sister-in-law, she's his daughter, for example. We have a concept that it needed a pasuk of Aleha to teach us that he would not do Yibum and that Chalitza is not required. And we wondered, why would I think that he could do Yibum? It's a prohibition. It's an Erva. It's a close relative. And the Gemara's working assumption is that there is a concept called Asei Doche Lo Saasei. A positive command, in this case Yibum, could possibly have pushed away the prohibited relationship prohibition, if not for the Pasuk of Aleha, which reinstates it, which says that the Erva, the prohibited relationship, remains prohibited. Our Gemara, midway on Hey Amid Beis, wonders, Lo sasa sheyesh bo kores hecha ashkechan dedochi. Even if you could find for me a case of asei doche lo sasei, for example, shatnez by tzitzis, applying wool threads to a linen garment, or the case that we had on the beginning of Daf Hey, that by a mitzora, we're going to shave Rosho, his entire head, even though it's going to negate the mitzvah of Peyos. But where do you find that a lo sa'aseh sheyesh bo kares, that is something so serious that it's described as a sin that would cut the person off from his spiritual root, such a case as immoral relations, that would be pushed off by a mitzvah saseh to the point that you need a special word Allah to teach you that prohibited relationship remains prohibited? Where do you find such an extreme thing? And our Gemara suggests that you find it by the law of Shabbos. Shabbos is a mitzvah lo sa'aseh sheyesh bo kares. It's a very serious type of prohibition. And nevertheless, we would have thought that the mitzvah of kibud av va'em, honoring parents, would push it off, if not for a special pasuk that tells us that honoring your parents does not push off Shabbos. Counting up from the bottom of the page about 6 lines, Tesi mi kibud av va'em. I would have thought that this concept of asei doche lo sa'aseh sheyesh bo kares, even a serious lo sa'aseh can be pushed away by an asei, could be learnt from the concept of kibud av va'em. D'tanya, as we learned, yocho ye kibud av va'em doche Shabbos. I would have thought that honoring parents can push away Shabbos. Talmud Lomar, you see in the pasuk that's what we thought, and we're taught that that's not true, because the pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim tells us, Ish imo ve'oviv tira'u, a person should fear, respect, revere his mother and father, ve'esh absosai tishmoru, nevertheless he must observe Shabbos. And the implication is, when there would be a contradiction of some sort, meaning the parents are telling him not to keep Shabbos, nevertheless, he should keep Shabbos. Kulchem chayavim bechvodi, because your parents are also obligated to honor Hashem, and therefore in this case, do not listen to them. But what you see over here is that otherwise an asay could be doche, a lo sa'asay, even a very serious one. The Gemara grapples with this possibility. Is this a source that an asay is that powerful? And the Gemara continues, which I think has relevance and is fascinating, with this principle that even if an asay would have this potential power to push away a los asay, but the asay of honoring one's parents will not push away mitzvahs. Let's take a look at the Gemara on today's daf, Vav Amud Aleph 6a, on the fourth line at the end of the line, Detanya, as we learned. Yachal, I would think, Omar lo Aviv, his father says to him, he tamei, you should become tamei, meaning the person is a Kohen, he's not allowed to defile himself to a dead body, except in certain exceptional cases. And his father says, go into the cemetery and retrieve something. I would think you have to listen to the father. Osho Omar lo al tachzir, or there's a lost object, and the father says arbitrarily, don't return it, even though there's a mitzvah to return it. Yochol yishmalo, I would think you should listen to the father. Talmud lomar, the pasuk that we invoke is the same pasuk. Ish imo ve'oviv tira'u, you should revere your parents. Ve'eshabsose tishmoru, but you must still keep Shabbos. Meaning, kulchem chayovim bechvodi. Everybody is obligated to respect Hashem, and therefore, if the mitzvah that this is going to involve is negating a different mitzvah, then we're being told, don't listen to the mitzvah sasei of revering parents, because they've set it up in such a way that it's trying to negate a different mitzvah. Now let's pause here for a moment and appreciate the tremendous ramifications, and in every case a shaila should be asked, but this is a practical shaila. You have a child who has become observant. The father has a barbecue, non-kosher meat, and he says to his son, as he said many years in the past, okay, so flip the burgers and serve them. And now the observant son doesn't want to flip the burgers, although he could possibly maybe flip the burgers. Maybe there's no violation in that, as long as it's not a cheeseburger. The cooking itself is not the problem. But he's going to have to serve them to Jewish people, including his father. You're not allowed to do that. It's a violation of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol, granting non-kosher food, presenting it to the parent. Is that in some way going to be allowed to avoid a family feud? Or is that exactly what our Gemara is telling you, that if the parent tells you to do something wrong, if it's a mitzvah, you're not allowed to listen, that the mitzvah sasei of kibud or mora of va'aim, honoring or revering a parent, cannot push away a mitzvah in the Torah? So those are all legitimate questions as how they play themselves out. As far as our Gemara goes, we want to prove that perhaps there's a concept of asay docha lo sa'asay sheyesh bo kares, and asay could push away a prohibition, even a very serious one, like Shabbos. It could normally push it away, except that over here there's a special limud, a special pasuk that's telling you that it won't. But perhaps in the case of Yibum with a close relative, perhaps the Torah is telling me that that very provocative family relationship, like a daughter, was going to be pushed off for the sake of Yibum, if not for the pasuk of Aleha that tells me to continue observing the prohibited relationship and that it does not go off even in the face of Yibum. So where do we fall on that topic of Ase Docha Lo Sase? And the Gemara slides away from the entire proof with what seems to be a very perceptive nuance. And that is, Mishum De'ika Lemifrach, there's a question over here which makes it not comparable. And that question is, Ma Lahanoch Sheken Hechsher Mitzvah? At least in all the cases that were presented over here, the mitzvah is going to be fulfilled quite directly by the violation of the mitzvah. Because the parent said to do something that's a violation of Shabbos. So if you listen to them, at least you would have been fulfilling the mitzvah of kibud av va'em, of honoring the parent. Comes along the Torah, you can't do that in the face of a different mitzvah. He tells the child to go into the cemetery. He tells the child, don't return the lost object. All of these things are quite directly fulfilling honor of the parent, except that the Torah says, doesn't work if it's going to violate a mitzvah. In the case of Yibum, however, you really have a choice. You could do chalitza instead of Yibum. You could do the rejection ceremony instead of marrying her. And therefore, the Gemara says, even if normally an asay is docha a losase, even if the losase is serious, and the only way an asay would not be docha a losase is if you had a special pasuk, but in the case of Yibum, on a close relative, the Gemara maintains, you would not need a special pasuk. And that is because the only way an asay will be docha a losase, the positive command will push away the prohibition, is if it is a hechsher mitzvah, a quite direct fulfillment of a mitzvah with no alternative. But over here, by Yibum, there is an alternative. You could do chalitza. You could do the rejection ceremony. And therefore, the Gemara maintains at this point that a special pasuk of Aleha would not be necessary to reinstate, so to speak, the prohibited relationship with the relative, even in the face of Yibum. Of course, that prohibited relationship would remain in the face of Yibum, since there's an alternative called chalitza. Yeshe Koach. Thank you for joining.